Father, thank you for the opportunity to be here today. Thank you for the life. Thank you for everything that you are providing, supplying to us. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you for everything. We love you, Father. We worship you. We praise you. We declare your glory in this place, in our lives. And we also ask you, God, to be you here like you always are, but also be you speaking to the church, not me. Please, let's just go over through your own word and ministry our life. Please, in the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, touch the hearts, be you, again, not me. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Okay, before we go through the sermon, I just want to share something that Mike shared with me, and it is an offering that we received today from a little kid. Thank you. It was amazing. Do you think this is not beautiful? Like, this is from the bottom of the heart of that little kid offering to God? So this is a really nice example how our hearts it should be when we are giving an offering to God. But not just money. It's your heart, what you're giving to the life, to everything that you are grateful for, the blessing that God is giving to you. So this is a really nice example. I just want to mention that. Thank you, Mike. God bless Isaiah. Praise God. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to start a new series. The new series is going to be Immovable. That's the name that we declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we want to start sharing with you guys. Immovable as also like a representation of a steadfast. So we're going to talk about this topic through these few Sundays, and hopefully it's going to be a blessing in our life. Like always it is, the word of God is a blessing in our life, and it will continue helping us to be steady, to not move to anywhere. Just be consistent in different things. So we're going to start talking about a steadfast of believing, a steadfast of not emotions also. So a couple things based on the scriptures. But today I'd like to talk about the pledges, a pledge. I'm good? Where is my pronunciation people here that help me? Thank you. Thank you. So as you guys know, as an example, the wedding, they do a vows, right? Some people do vows and they share that information. And the vows are going to be like a promise of love. It's a commitment. It is a dedication. They are normally exchanged intimately between the couple only or during a ceremony in front of their friends and family who are supported their relationship. And it is done with a lot of love. But I want to share with you guys really quick some of them. Let's see if I can do this. Okay. When you finish your food, clean your dishes. Sorry. I don't do that. Yeah. I don't do that, sorry. And I know I didn't promise that to you, Jeanette. So I'm good. I'm covered. If I promise, then I'm in trouble. Oh, I promise to be your co-pilot, your navigator, and to bring snacks on our trip through life. This is a lot of pressure. I promise to love you, honor you, but not obey, because that is a little creepy. I promise to take you in sickness and in health, regardless of the dangerous stuff I put through you. This is just a few of them. I don't want to share all of them. But it's just an example of what we're doing during the vows, right? We promise something. There's a relation of that. The pledges or the pledge, the vows, and the promises. But today we want to talk about promises that we're doing with God, the vows that we're doing with God. That's why we're here today. And when we're going through the scriptures, there's a several of scriptures that is talking about that. But I want to open this whole series with 1 Corinthians 1 Corinthians 15:58, and this is a scripture that we finished during our small group this week, which it was a confirmation. Thank you for that. Praise God. I'm going to read it based on ESV, so that way we can get a little bit more information from here. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." Praise God. Immovable. When we go through this scripture in 1 Corinthians, which we will go later, it's talking about resurrection. It's talking about different things. But specifically, Paul is talking about resurrection. And he's saying, don't think whatever you're doing for God, it is in vain. It has some purpose. So don't move from that believing. Don't move out of that trust that you're putting in God, that promises. So that's why Paul is saying, immovable. Be steadfast. Don't move to any other believing or trust or anything. Just continue moving and believing in God all the time. The definition of immovable, it means stationary, which is remains in the same place, state, or situation. Now, in the point of view of this, it's not that you're going to be just steady over here, not doing anything. It is spiritually. It means I believe in you, God. I'm not going to move out of that unbelief, of that believing. I'm going to steady over here. I'm not going to move to anything. Anyways, happening stuff in my life, I'm not going to move. Immovable. I'm going to be steadfast, believing, trusting that nothing that I'm doing for you is not going to be in vain. It's going to have a purpose. So when we also go through the scripture and see more definitions about immovable, it means fixed. It means you have your mindset already set it up that you're going to be there like a solid rock, a solid person, solid believing that nothing will move you. Nothing. And when I mean nothing, the Bible that we go over, it will express to us that nothing will move you when you are really believing in God and anything that He's doing in your life. Now, what is the definition or the original Hebrew word of vow, which it means promise, doing or giving something to God, make pay. A vow is a voluntary oath to fulfill an agreement. That's something that is coming from our hearts. That's voluntary, which is more precious, is more beautiful. Like the heart of Isaiah today when he was doing that offering. It's from his heart. It's voluntary. No one is making you to make those decisions to believe in God, to trust in God. Okay? So promise means expression of the will to give something to someone or do something for them. It's a person or thing that promises because it is a special qualities. You have a special quality inside of you from God that is providing you that blessing and that believing that you're not going to move to anywhere. Now, in order to understand this a little bit better, we have to go to Numbers. Numbers chapter 30. Over there you will see some scriptures that is talking about the vows that the people from Israel have to make with God. But also we will see over there some vows from the daughter to the father, or maybe the woman to her husband. Different story. But I want to focus on the verse 1 and 2, which is talking us with God. Verse 1, Moses say to the heads of the tribes of Israel, this is what the Lord commands. The Lord commands. Not anyone else. Not Moses. Not anyone. He say, this is what the Lord commands. When a man makes a vow to the Lord or takes an oath to obligate himself by a pledge, he must not break his word, but must do everything he say. And I think I want to open this question. What is the vow? What is the pledge? What is the promises that you are making with God? Because the scripture says, do not break it. And we're going through the scriptures to see what's going to happen to the people that break it, or to the people that is not going to be comply with those promises that you are making with God. Do you remember those stories? Maybe in our lives or other people's life, save me and I promise that I will save you. Heal me and I will promise that I will serve you. A lot of stories like that. Remember, you are making a promise to God. We have to understand the importance of this, that it's not just verbally. It's like right now out there, and we have that experience. Businesses or companies, they break those their promises, right? A lot. We know that. But with God, it's totally different. We can break it, but there's going to be consequences. So we have to be careful what we are promised to God. Now, the purpose of God, always, it will be to prosper us. Always. Bless us, prosper us in all our lives. The Bible shows us several ways that we can be prosperous. It can be financial, it can be healing, it can be salvation, it can be a different things. Everyone is different. One of these ways is through making a vow. A vow is a promise to God. When you give something to Him as a sacrifice, He responds. You are allowing God to intervene. You want to see something miracle in your life? You want to see a healing in your life? You want to see a breakthrough of financial in your life? Anything that you want to see in your life? Make a vow. Now, make sure that you're gonna give back to God what you promised to Him, because you're making that connection, that relationship with Him. I promise you that I'm gonna serve you. I promise you that I'm gonna love you. I promise you that I'm gonna whatever thing it is in your heart. We have to make sure that we're gonna comply with that with God. Let's go through the scriptures. Matthew. Matthew 5:34 through 37. Because some people today believe that the vows or oath are not permitted for a Christian at this time, because they think Jesus say in Matthew 5:34-37, but I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is the footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. How transparent we are with God. How accountable we are with God. Are we really just yes or no? Because in between there, according to the scripture, it is from the evil one. Be careful when we are inconsistent. Be careful, because when we are inconsistent, say, I don't know, save me or heal me or heal my son, my daughter, my wife. I'm not going to promise you anything. We have to be careful, because then we can be inconsistent, which is making us be movable to whatever place we want to be, but not Him. He wants us to be immovable with Him. Don't believe in anything that you're seeing. Don't believe in anything that is happening. Believe in me. I promise you. You promise me. Let's move forward. Let's continue with this relationship. That's the promise that He's telling us. Be consistent in what we are saying. Yes is yes. No is no. Don't be like, I don't know, maybe. James 5:12 is also saying, above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no. Otherwise, you will be condemned. Bible. In the context of the rest of the scripture, we see that Jesus was not prohibiting oaths, so much as telling us that we should be so full of integrity in our words that an oath is unnecessary. Jesus responded under oath in the court. We can go and see Matthew 26:63-64. I'm not going to say the scripture. God himself swore oath. Luke 1:3, Acts 2:30, Hebrews 3:18. You can go through those. I can share with you guys later. But that will show you the promises from God, or talking God to the people. He will not break his word. This is God. And he's asking you the same thing. Do not break your word, your promise. Which is the second point that I want to share with you guys today. I didn't start with the first one yet, but I will go back. The first one is going to be, don't break your word. He's not going to break it. Where it says that? Let's go really quick to Numbers 23:19. Numbers 23:19. God is not human that he should lie. Not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? That's God. He say, he will promise. He's not a human to lie. Maybe we as a human being with our flesh, sometimes we lie, right? And sometimes that's the part that we don't know yes or our yes is not yes or our no is not no. And that's why God wants us to make sure that we are transparent, that we have that relationship with him, but also with our people. Because God is the reflection of the human being. And if you are treating the others differently, it's like you're treating God differently. Your yes have to be yes, your no have to be no. God will give you the promise. He will not break his own words. That's why I always recommend that when we are praying, you individually in your house or anywhere, always pray mentioning his scripture. Because that way is his word. Is not your word. And he is not meant to lie. He will make that happen. He will not break his word. So when you are praying, you say, your word says this, not mine. So because your word says this, I'm asking you, please provide me, heal me, protect me, cover me. Because your word says that. And he's gonna make it happen. He's not gonna break it. So when we go through that scripture in Numbers 30, the first point that I want to share with you guys is gonna be soul with obligation. Is the first thing that is mentioned over there. When you can see number two, when a man makes a vow to the Lord or takes an oath to obligate himself by a pledge. You're obligating your soul to be in relationship with God when you're making that promise with him. The same concept. There's an obligation. You have to comply with that word. The results, you will be prosperous. And we're not talking about money here. I'm talking about life. I'm talking to have a better relationship with him, which is going to fix your surroundings, and it's going to fix everything in your life, in your mind, in your emotions. What is the vow that you're making with God today? What is the promises that you're making with him today? Are you complying with them or not? Because he's asking you, do not break it. This is an obligation that you have with your soul, that you have to comply with him. That's a vow. That's a promise. When we looked at the definition of obligation in the original word of Hebrew, it means like yoke. It means that's attachment that you have. With that word that you proclaim, that you voluntarily take out of your heart and say to God, I'm going to serve you, I'm going to love you, I'm going to be with you all the time. You have an obligation with that. And sometimes, the things that is happening in our life, when we start seeing something different, then we start doubting and we start getting out of that promise and obligation that we have with Him. And that's when He say, make sure your yes is your yes and your no is your no. Don't have anything in between, because then you are moving. Obligation means imposition or moral requirement that must govern the free will. In other words, abstinence, depriving yourself of something. That's obligation. It's going over your free will. It's creating that attachment with God and yourself. But don't trust in anything that is outside of that. Because if we start trusting in those things, then we are out of that promise. We're breaking His word. We're breaking your word with Him. The last third point that I want to share with you guys, it is that the scripture says, He must not break His word, but must do everything He say. He's not a liar. He's going to do it. What about you and me? Are we going to do it? The promise that we make with Him, are we going to make it happen? That's the question that He's asking us today. Are we serving God with our hearts, yes or no? Are we really loving each other like we promise? Are we serving Him accordingly, the way that we're supposed to? Let me share more scripture with you guys. Deuteronomy 23:21. If you make a vow to the Lord, your God, do not be slow to pay it. For the Lord, your God, will certainly demand it of you, and you will be guilty of sin. Whoa. This is getting a little bit more. But if you refrain from making a vow, you will not be guilty. Whatever your lips utter, you must be sure to do, because you made your vow freely to the Lord your God with your own mouth. on earth. So let your words be few. A dream comes when there are many cares and many words. To God, do not delay to fulfill it. He has no pressure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. Do not let your mouth lead you into sin. And do not protest to the temple messenger, my vow was a mistake. There's no excuses. Why should God be angry and what you say and destroy the work of your hands? Much dreaming and many words are meaningless. Therefore, fear God. Again, the Bible. What it says over there? Fulfill it. Fulfill it. Now, he say, it's better don't do it if you're not going to do it. If you're not going to make the promises. If you're not going to make that vow. Better don't do it so that way you don't get in condemnation. Now you're going to be stuck. Because the way that you can be prosperous or healing or get blessed is going to be to establishing that relationship with him through that vow. Okay, don't do the vow. But it's up to you. Because then you might be not going to be blessed, see blessings in your life. According to the scripture, right? That's what it says. It's better not making it than making it and not do it. So make it. You will be blessed. You will see the blessings, the transformation, the glorious God in your life. Everything is for his glory. It's not for anyone. It's for his glory. Psalm 56:12. I am under vows to you, my God. I will present my thank offerings to you. Psalm 61:8. Then I will ever sing in praise of your name and fulfill my vows day after day. As you guys know, Psalms is like a worshiping song. But what he's saying over here is like a style of life. Living day by day. Fulfilling your vows. Because that's the promise that we have. And that's the promise that we are making with him. Praise God for that. Hallelujah. So please, sometimes we do many, many vows. And sometimes, again, we are not doing them because we are just overwhelmed with the stuff that is happening in our life. I don't know if you guys have that type of experience that we have in the morning. I have it years and years and years. There's always like one day, that everything goes wrong. That happened this morning here. It's fine. I told Jeanette, it's one of those days. You know, you work in the computer, something goes wrong, the microphone didn't work, you give the other one, didn't work again. Oh, okay. But I promise him that I'm going to continue blessing him, worshiping him. It doesn't matter what happened. So I told Jeanette, that's fine, it is what it is. It's one of those days. Let's just step back. Please take over. Sorry that sometimes I'm trying to. Let me fix this. Let me fix that. Let me do the other thing. And he just wants just step back. Be unmovable in those situations. Trust in me. I promised to you already. What you promised to me, it was serving me, believing me, trusting in him. Do that. Forget about anything else. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to leave you with one more. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, God. And it's going to be going back to 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians 15:58. When he say, therefore, like we know already, therefore, there's something before that. So Paul said, therefore. So when we start, I like to start with 54. Let's start with 54. By the way, Victor did a great job in the small group teaching this. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with the immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin. And the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So if we look this backwards and say, okay, the sin is coming because of the law. Because we cannot handle it through the flesh. Okay? So law, sin. Sin, death. Death, victory. But now God is telling you, but thanks be to God. Or be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then after that, he said, therefore. My dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, steadfast. Let nothing move you. New International Version. ESV, unmovable. Don't let anything move you. Christ already did everything. Praise him. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Everything that we're doing for him, we have to make sure that it's for him. It's not in vain. You will receive what he promised to you. Forget about the sin. Forget about the death. With Christ, it's over. We have the victory through Christ already. So let's continue believing in that. Don't let anything move you. Everything is happening with a purpose in your life. That's why we make that vow with him. That's the pledge that we make with him. He will bless you. He will bless you, your family, your petitions, what you're asking. But make sure that whatever you're making with him, that vow that we're making with him, we are going to comply with that. Love him. Praise him. Worship him. Everything will be for his glory. Not for ours. It's going to be for him. I don't have the scripture here, but there's one scripture that says that he will make that promise happen in your life because of his glory, to glorify himself. So he's going to use you and me to glorify himself. Just believe in that. All the glory is for him. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you once again. Thank you for your scripture. Thank you for everything that you're doing in our life. We worship you. We declare your glory in our life. This moment, we just want to say that we appreciate everything that you are providing in our life, all the promises that you're doing in our life, that you are making them happen, because we love you, because we make the promise to serve you, to continue moving forward with you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for all the healing, all the miracles that you're doing. We're just here to glorify you, to give you always the first place. Sorry that sometimes our flesh is making us to make other decisions. Please continue helping us to be with you, to be in your line, in not movable to any other place, just to be with you all the time. We love you. We praise you. We declare your glory in our life and in this place. Amen.